Today is Friday, July 5th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. I was holding the microphone a little bit far away from my lips, so I'll bring it a little bit closer. This is the show where I talk about my life. It's a personal journal, and I really thank you guys for joining me. This is day 5 of my cruise podcasting, so the next one that you get, I should be back home. And unless I decide to pre-record one while I'm in Anchorage at Tim in Alaska's house or something. But I am going to be home on Sunday, so I should be able to record one for Monday. I will admit, I am pre-recording this on Thursday, which is the 4th. I don't want to fool anyone. I should have a little recording, although it took me so much work to get this software set up to do a recording and all that kind of stuff. And it's actually this software I found for iPad. It's not perfect and it doesn't have as many features as I would like. But actually for recording on the go, it has the bumpers built in as a soundboard. So you can use it as a soundboard, but you can also play those things while you're recording and it records both you and your bumper, which is really cool. And you can do it all on an iPad. So there may be other applications that do that, but I haven't had to record on an iPad or a phone very often, so I haven't done a lot of research. And so part of wanting to do podcasting while I was on the cruise was literally learning how to podcast while traveling and how best to do it. And I think rather than using the Zoom microphone that I was trying to use before, because I have this application for the iPad, and probably there are others out there as well that I could use, I think I might just buy a microphone that's not a huge microphone, but that's a little bit better quality that has a lightning connector so I can connect it to the iPad and have a small little podcasting setup with the iPad. I still won't have to bring a laptop. It's still not as convenient as a laptop or the studio setup, but, you know, it is what it is. All right, so I have the convenience of being able to remember what we recorded for yesterday's episode because I just recorded it. So dinner, I'm trying to think of what dinner was. So dinner on that night, on that first night, was a place called Giovanni's. So what we decided to do was we wanted to try out each of the specialty restaurants. And I know I keep comparing to Disney. I'm sorry. I'm not a Disney-phile, but Disney is the only other cruise I've had. So I'm just comparing to Disney. But so if I'm bothering anyone by doing that, I hope that I'm giving enough detail that you can decide, will you like cruising, you know, which, you know, when if we do a different cruise line next time, or maybe if we do Royal Caribbean again, I want to do a larger ship. I want to do one of the brand new, like, huge, massive ships. I want to try that out, because even with Disney, we didn't get to do a big ship. So I really want to try that out. But I love cruising, though. I love it. I've loved this trip. I'm so sad that it's ending. And I want to work on a cruise ship. You know, if I didn't want to make a lot of money, there are so many jobs in this world that I think would be fun. And I think one of them would be working on a cruise ship. Now, my ideal would be playing trumpet in their orchestra, you know, so I get to do something I love plus being on a cruise ship, which apparently I love doing. But other things, just stupid things like working at a theme park or I don't know. There are so many things when I see people doing them and I think, man, I'd love to try that out, you know, but it's, you know, a lot of them are minimum wage jobs that you just can't live off of unless you're a young college student or something working for the summer. But anyway, so, we bought a package for the food and they don't have, their specialty restaurants cost money, unlike Disney, where Disney has themed restaurants that are included as part of what you pay. Royal Caribbean, they do have themed restaurants, but themed in that they have different types of food, but you have to pay for a package or you have to pay per meal. It's not a huge amount, it's like $30 a person, depending, or maybe $50 for the nicer steakhouse, but you have to pay. So we decided to go to Giovanni's, which is the Italian place. The food was good. I had a filet for my entree, and I can't remember what I had for an appetizer. And then for dessert, they had a dessert cart that they brought around. So I had tiramisu, I had a little bit of chocolate cake, and I had something else. I can't remember now. But anyway, it was really good. And I would say that the restaurants are not themed from a decoration perspective. So it literally looks like a room, like a ballroom in a hotel, just kind of a sectioned off room. And they've sectioned three or four rooms off, and each one of them is a different restaurant. So I would say from a decor perspective, I think some of the larger ships may have more of a feeling of this is a distinct restaurant with its own flavor of decor. The food was good, though, and it was small, but the service was good, the food was good, so all of that was great. And I had talked about the show before already. We went to the show, and it was just a brief little 30-minute thing where you got to see the dancers dance. I found my favorite dancer. There's this cute little Asian guy that I like small, petite little Asian guys for some reason. I don't know why, but for some reason, I have a thing. I wouldn't say I have a type. I mean, I find there have been so many guys on this cruise that have not been Asian. Mexican, white boys, Indian guys, you know, whatever. So I don't know that I have a type per se, and even Mark has said I don't really have a type. He has a type. His is really farm bred, white boy, etc. But you know, I don't really have that type. However, I do like Asian guys. I mean, that is a strong category. And there's a dancer that's really cute. Anyway, so that was fun. And then we pretty much just walked around the ship and kind of, you know, explored around for the rest of day one, but that we were just getting the feel of everything. So that was cool. So I'll move on to day two. I have our cruise compass from day two. Day two was a sea day, actually. So we were excited because our last cruise didn't have any sea days and we felt like we weren't relaxed. Well, I will say this, they have so many activities. I don't think no matter how long of a cruise you get, if you're the type of person that is a go, go, go sort of person, then it's hard to relax because they have so many activities. You're like, oh, let's do this. Oh, let's do that. You know, so we started out at 10 a.m. We did the Alaska destination talk, and that was cool. Just telling us about the different places we were going to go. That was Matt and Tati. They're the shopping managers and they're married. And I could have sworn Matt was gay, but he's married to this Tati. And Mark joked, I wonder if I think she's Russian. And Matt looks under, Tati looks very much more, she looks above his pay grade, I'll say. And so Mark was like, I wonder if she's his Russian bride, because she also sounds like she's Russian. And anyway, I don't know. So they did this. It was supposed to be about the destinations, and I thought, oh, this will be great. We'll learn about destinations. It was basically a shopping talk, saying, oh, you'll get this, and you'll get that, and, here you can buy Tanzanite at this shop, and we'll give you a coupon, and here's a coupon book, and you'll get a special deal if you tell them you're from the Royal Caribbean Radiance of the Sea. So it was a big marketing. It was like a big QVC session. And actually, I was wrong. That was called the Alaska Port Shopping Show. And before that was the destination talk. And that did talk about, but it mostly talked about the excursions. And it was put on by the excursion department. And they were pretty much just trying to sell last-minute excursions. So it was all about selling stuff. Well, we had already bought our excursion packages, so we didn't really need to buy any more excursion packages. But, you know, it was interesting, and we met a couple more of the cruise staff, and that was fun. And then we had lunch, and the lunch is good here. They have a buffet. They have a dining room for everyone that you can reserve, or you can they have a what they call My Time, and you can go, and then they'll seat you as soon as something is available, kind of like a normal restaurant. And that has a menu and stuff. But we did the buffet, and that was nice. It was a typical cruise buffet, so really good. And that was good. And then I'm trying to look to see what else we circled. I don't remember what we did in the afternoon. I know we worked out and we used the spa, because we've done that every day. And then we did the pub trivia again that night. And then there was a this one called The Piano Man, and I think it might be an actual show. It may not be just for Royal Caribbean, but it was mostly music, and it was the singers and the dancers and the band, and we enjoyed it. And I think a couple of the singers are really good, and the trumpet players are respectable. I mean, I'm pretty judgmental when it comes to trumpet players, so if I say a trumpet player is excellent, then they are really, really excellent. But, you know, they're respectable. They do a good job. And anyway, we enjoyed the show, and then we just kind of hung out again. So that was day two. We did a little bit more relaxing that day. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and end here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more episodes over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys on Monday. Bye, everyone.